Here's a famous medley, almost, four in a row on A Quarter Century of Swing, from the two albums that Johnny did with Cy Zentner, Tain What You Do, which is an old Jimmy Lunsford tune from way back when, the Hutsut song, which makes our guest of next week, Misty, Freddie Martin will be with us next week, by the way, and there is no such thing as a rill-a-ra.
Really?
No, I don't know where they came up with that.
Brawler, really?
Yeah, Rillera is a stream or something, wasn't it? And the Brawler was the boy and girl. And I went all through Sweden trying to find somebody who could give me the honest translation of that, and they'd never heard it.
You should have seen us trying to record it.
Johnny Mercer's Dream, of course, in that medley, and then a thing called It Happened in Monterey, which people think is where the jazz festival's held. Actually, this is much farther south. This tune was written about a place down in Mexico. That's dedicated to old Mel Torment, isn't it?
Right.
And the Meltones.
Right.
He was with us a few weeks back. Very talented guy.
Very talented guy.
He sure is.
Great, great singer.
Yeah, good writer, good jazz man. Just about everything. By the way, what did you listen to in your days at high school when you listened to radio and so on? Did you have any favorites back in the days? I remember you mentioned during our conversation a day or so back about Tommy Dorsey being the first album you ever got, and you heard that beautiful trombone sound and immediately went out and got one.
Right.
But who were some of the people that you listened to and dug?
At the time, Kenton was just really off the ground. He had, left Balboa and was doing all the... Of course, this was somewhat after... This is after Eager Beaver and those things. Mm-hmm. Into the more... When he had 10 Brass.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're getting around about 1948, 49.
Right, and that's when it was, when it was first. And, of course, the Herman aggregation was stomping around doing things and exciting a lot of people, and it was good fun.
He had a good vocal group with him.
Yes, he did.
The Blue Flames. Gilda Macon and the kids that became the Skylarks.
Became George Becker.
Yeah,
those.
George Becker and that group. That's right. They're out of Detroit, if I remember. And they were singing on a show in Detroit on a radio station up there. And
joined Woody?
Woody was playing in Chicago and was sitting up in the hotel room with a radio, and they fed the net from Detroit. And he heard this group, and he just flipped and phoned them and hired them right there and there.
How about that?
That's how they got with the band. Do you ever run into accidents like that help you get jobs and things where somebody just suddenly has... heard you yesterday on the air or something like that, heard one of your things, and they suddenly say, that's the guy we want?
The closest I ever came to that was when we had my little vocal group, and we heard that Art Mooney was looking for a group, and he was at Meadowbrook.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Jersey, wasn't that Jersey or something like
Frank,
that?
Frank Daly's
Meadowbrook. Yeah. So we got our vocal group, and we decided that we were going to run up there and audition for him. We arranged for an appointment, and the only appointment we could have was 2:30 in the morning when the joint had closed. We all hopped in our car, the four of us together, drove all night, from Baltimore.
Sure.
It's not, I guess two or three or four hours, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Drove up there, went up, and went into the place and waited around and very, with all the anticipation and excitement and nerves in the world.
Uh-huh.
And we went up and... they didn't have, the band was gone, they didn't even have a piano player left, so we sang two tunes a cappella, meaning unaccompanied, and he said, thank you very much, and we left, and we didn't get the job. I thought I'd like you to know that. It was pretty exciting.
Yeah. Let's take the golden folk song hits right here. These are the latest series of albums, and play one from each set, the original, Volume 2, and Volume 3. These things are getting as bad as Glenn Gray.
When I was mama would have rocked me in the cradle in that old cotton fields back home. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would have rocked me in the cradle in that old cotton fields back home. Oh, when them cotton balls are get rotten, you can't
she had kisses sweeter than wine. did she get? Oh, oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Sweeter than wine. I asked her to marry and be my sweet wife, and we would be so happy all the rest of our life. I begged and I pleaded like a natural man, and then, oh Lordy, well, she gave me her hand, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had, oh, oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Sweeter than wine. I worked mighty hard, and so did my wife, a-working hand in hand to have a good life. But corn in the fields and wheat in the bin, and then, oh Lord, I was the father of twins, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had, oh, oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Sweeter than wine. Our children numbered just about four, and they all had sweethearts a knocking at the door. They all got married and they didn't wait. I was, oh Lord, the grandfather of eight, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had, oh, oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Sweeter than wine. Now we are old and ready to go. We get to thinking what happened a long time ago. We had lots of kids and trouble and pain, but oh Lordy, we do it again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had, oh, oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
From the original, from Volume 2, and from Volume 3, Golden Folk Song Hits. And certainly the songs need no comment. Beautifully done by Johnny Mann. And this is nine voices this time, and mostly all guys.
Nine men, and on a few occasions, three girls added on. Uh-huh. Most of them are all male.
Uh-huh. Are you going to do a Volume 4?
It's in the process.
Oh, it is?
Starting to write it now.
Well, there you go. See? And then there'll be another one.
Can't knock success.
No. They just got to keep following them.
What are you going to do?
Volume 4, Volume 5.
Guard the plate.
Yeah. What do you think of the general state of music?
Well, outside of the fact that it is in general in shock, I would say, I think it is holding up fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're in for quite a long stay as to the... we'll call it the folk influence.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Whatever, whether you think of it as the pure folk music or the my type of folk music or whatever you want to call it, I think it's here to stay.
Well, it's been around for a long time anyway.
Right, yeah.
There's kind of a big emphasis on it, but Time magazine sort of summed it up beautifully when you, because everybody now with a guitar in a bathtub is making a record.
That's right.
You know, which is the unfortunate thing that happens when you get in a mode like that. But they said it's going to keep a lot of very untalented people working for at least 2 years.
Well, the same way that rock and roll, or we'll call it rock and roll, has left its influence in, even now, beautiful ballads with either choirs or orchestras and strings have still got the underlying feeling of the hard, the semi-hard rock with a bass fiddle and the drums and the guitars going. I think the folk music is going to leave its flavor even into the big orchestral things and the big vocal things.
Well, does Percy Faith been doing something?
That's
of this
what
stuff.
I mean.
Beautifully. And,
beautifully, you know.
And I think the most amazing album of the year, actually, is one that came out called The Beatles Songbook by the Holly Ridge Strings, I think it is, on Capitol. And they had Reg Owens and a bunch of the good arrangers in England write these charts.
Mm-hmm.
Wally Stott, people of this kind. And all of a sudden, some of these tunes that the Beatles did, which you could never hear anything in from that intense pain set to distortion, you know,
right,
that they put on the record. There are some beautiful melodies in these tunes. And they were kind of hidden.
Well, I think that's going to continue.
Here's a dedication to Peter, Paul, and Sam.
Walk right in, sit right down. Maybe let your mind roll on. Walk right in, sit right down. Baby, let your mind roll on. Everybody's talking about the new way you're walking.
never set right down.
And then,
baby, let your mind roll on. Walk right in, set right down. Baby, let your hair hang down. Walk right in, set right down.
Well, that's what Johnny Mann did. He walked right in and sat right down. He's still here, and we're going to continue momentarily here on A Quarter Century of Swing. That, of course, for the rooftop Roilers, that one, really. And Peter, Paul, and Sam, who are all good friends with him. And Johnny Mann's our good friend. My name's Bill Stewart. Don't go away now.